This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Alibaba is a kind of Amazon.com, but based in China. The e-commerce giant, founded by entrepreneur Jack Ma, wants to sell stock to the public. He was the guy who retired at 48, saying he was too old to run an internet company. This morning, there's news its negotiations to do that on the Hong Kong Exchange have broken down, and now Alibaba is ramping up to do its initial stock offering in New York instead. The BBC's Linda Yu has been following the story. Good morning.
Good morning.
Give me a sense of why Alibaba is switching the initial public offering to New York.
The founder, Jack Ma, he wants to be like Mark Zuckerberg. He wants to be a minority shareholder. You don't control most of the votes, but you get to control the company. Hong Kong doesn't allow it, but New York does.
Now, there are a couple of other name brand companies that have big stakes in Alibaba and therefore really want this IPO to succeed so they can get richer.
I think you're referring to Yahoo. Yahoo has a big stake in Alibaba. And I think one of the things to certainly watch for is whether or not Alibaba, wherever it IPOs, has a valuation that sticks. Because, you know, it's a big company, the world's biggest e-commerce company. But we've all seen what happens after an IPO like Facebook. You can get it quite wrong, and then you get a lot of egg on your face, especially for other shareholders which are already there like Yahoo.
Yahoo was the big one that I was thinking of. And also apparently Japan's SoftBank is another big one that is watching this very, very closely.
Yeah, indeed. And one of the other things to watch for is when Jack Ma does, well, of course, he's stepping back. He's not the CEO, Jonathan Liu is, but Jack Ma, I think, is pretty much in the driving seat. So will he be able to buy out some of Yahoo? SoftBank presumably still be in there. So I think this IPO has a lot more at stake than just the valuation. It's about the future governance of this huge company and the role these other investors will play in the future.
The BBC's Linda Yu. Linda, thank you.
Thank you.